This is Commons Cast, the official podcast of the Martha Rivers Ingram Commons at Vanderbilt University, featuring Q&A with the Dean, the Commons Calendar, and a first-year resident interviewing various humans of the Commons. Now, here's Q&A with Dean Melissa Grisolfi.
Hi, Doors. Welcome back to Q&A with the Dean. I'm Jaden, and I'm joined by Dean Grisolfi. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm doing well. So my first question for you today is, as we move into a new semester, just how can freshmen make the most of their spring semester?
Well, I think that spring semester is actually a little more fun than fall because, you know, when you get here, you're not trying to get everything sorted out all at the same time. So you know where your room is, you know where you like to eat, you know, like some, you're not going to get lost on your way to classes. So in a lot of ways, spring is easier. And it gives you a space to do maybe a little more exploring than you could in the fall. We only have 8 semesters here. And, you know, I always encourage students to make the most of it, not by like putting your head down and like only plodding along one path, but actually like check out the things going on around here. So whether that be classes or like exploring new student orgs or just like exploring more of the things around Nashville, just really taking advantage of being here and not being in the middle of adjusting in the same way.
Okay, thank you. Thank you. And kind of following up on that, so as this new semester begins, some students are already looking forward to the summer. So what advice would you give freshmen that are looking for internships or study abroad to do during the upcoming summer?
Well, the first piece of advice I always have is for students to go to the Career Center. And actually I'm having a Dean's Dinner with the Career Center in January. I don't remember which day, but in the Career Center, I think it's easy to think that like I would go to the Career Center when I'm thinking about, you know, graduating, like having a career. But in fact, the Career Center actually has folks on staff who are just devoted to first year students, because they really do want students to get connected to their services, and they can help students find jobs or internships or even just think about what is the right way to spend, what kinds of experiences should I explore in order to figure out what I want to do. So I would advise everyone to wander over to the Career Center, make an appointment, and talk to someone. So that's one thing. And then the other thing also, though, is to remember that not every moment of your entire life needs to be productive and forward thinking. So transitioning to college is a big deal. Living by yourself in this new place is a big deal. College classes are different from high school. That's a big deal. And so basically your first year in college is a lot. And if you want to spend the summer just doing something that brings you joy, then do it. I always had to work during the summer, but the summer after my freshman year, I worked at an ice cream store. It was fabulous. I loved it. You know, I just needed a break from the intensity. And I was home. I worked in an ice cream shop. I got to see my friends from high school. My mom cooked me dinner. You know, it was fabulous. And it was exactly the break I needed. And I still went to graduate school, right? And so it doesn't, I think people get a little there, but our community is so achievement focused, and then we get a little bit, it's easy to compare ourselves with others. And so use the resources we have to find things that are interesting to you, but also give yourself the space to say, sometimes what's interesting to me is something that is purely social or purely fun. And there's lots of jobs like that too.
Okay, excellent. Thank you for the answer. And my third question, before I ask you this question, I just want to say, so when I'm writing these questions, if I get stumped, I'll generally ask some of my fellow freshmen, what would you ask the dean? And one of the most popular questions has been, what's behind the relative monotony of the Commons menu? Why is it the same stuff every day? Or at least it seems to be. And I won't make any value judgments on the quality, but maybe why is it like that?
So one thing I am not in charge of is dining. And I also have those, my entire family has that same question, like, why do we have the same thing every day or every week? Especially when the other dining halls seem to have more of a variety. So It really is a good question for dining. But from what I understand, the issue is that that the Commons is actually serving quite a few people in a pretty small space. And so if you think about the residential colleges, those are much smaller dining halls, and they actually serve way fewer people, right? And so they can do pretty specialized things. And then RAND is huge, right? RAND serves lots of people, but they have a lot more space. So I think it's about really trying to be efficient. But I hear you that we also find the food to be like pretty monotonous and that it's the same every day. And when I've talked to the dining team about that, what they say is we really can't do all the things in the Commons, and the Commons is just one of many places to eat. So, you know, walk over to the other side of campus, which I actually think is perfectly reasonable. I'm just lazy sometimes.
Yeah, I get that. Okay, my fourth question to you is, you know, this semester, if you're trying to make that leap off campus, as in terms to do, I guess I'm asking you, what are some fun, you know, off campus, more cosmopolitan activities that you recommend for a weekend?
So many things. Well, so I really love hiking personally. So I'm always going to go first to there are actually a lot of places to hike and feel like you're completely surrounded in nature, even though you are actually still in the middle of Nashville. They're not walkable from campus. So you either need to take a lift there or find someone with a car. But one is Radnor Lake, which is less than 15 minutes from here. And it's there's a man-made lake, and it's like a protected wildlife area. So you at most of Radnor Lake, you can't even bring dogs, and you're not allowed to run on the trails. And as a consequence, you'll see amazing wildlife. And you can hike for miles and miles, and actually it's like quite hilly, so you can get a good workout in there, and it's beautiful and peaceful. A slightly further from campus, but still in Nashville, are the Warner Parks, Edwin Warner and Percy Warner. And there are miles of trails in the Warner Parks. And in fact, they run a half marathon in there. So like truly miles of trails. And that's also beautiful. And there's some paved trails, but there's also unpaved trails. And I love going there. But if hiking is not your thing, one thing that is easy to do and free for students is to go to the Frist Art Museum. So that's just a straight shot down Broadway. You actually could walk there from campus. A straight shot down Broadway. And it's quite a small art museum, but they have a great collection. But one of the things I think college students might not always do is go to this part of the Frist called Art Quest. And it is definitely designed with kids in mind, but it's not for kids only. It is, they have all of these different interactive art exhibits where you can do things. And one of the ones I love the most is you can create basically your own, I'm blanking on the word, but they have these like flat styrofoam pieces and you can carve a design into it, and then they'll ink it for you and press it, which is just fun. They have usually have a watercolor station. They have like a free drawing station. And then they always have something that has to do with whatever their exhibit is at the time. So I really love the Frist, and I love ArtQuest. And the other thing, if you're already at the Frist, then you can go right across the street. And there is this really cool place called Assembly Food Hall, which is pretty new in Nashville. There's this like quite fancy looking open mall, and the anchor is you can see an Apple store there, and so you can't miss it. But if you go up into the building, into the second floor, that's Assembly Food Hall, and it is amazing. I don't know how many restaurants there are, probably at least 20, and they're almost all local Nashville restaurants, and all like pretty affordable. Like there's nothing super expensive. So there's barbecue, there's ice cream, there's sushi. There's Steam Boys, which is like a dumpling place that used to just be a food truck, but now they have this location in Assembly Food Hall. Anyway, it's all kinds of great food. It's not terribly expensive, and it's right across from the Frist. And so, you know, that can be a really fun thing to do if you don't, you know, if you just want to stay in the city.
Thank you. Thank you for those suggestions. Again, thank you for your time, and a big thank you to our listeners. This has been Q&A with the Dean. Keep listening for the Commons calendar and the Human of the Commons interview.
Hi Doors, I'm Lauren, and this is the Commons Calendar, where we keep you up to date on the events happening around campus each week. Here's what you need to know for this week. Today at 5 p.m., Project Dialogue is hosting the Banned Book Initiative Narrative for Exchange. RSVP on AnchorLink, then arrive at the Library Community Room at 5 p.m. to tell the story of a book that was transformative for you. The first 20 people to RSVP will receive a free satay dinner and a banned book, but more RSVPs are allowed. Spend the evening sharing the stories of banned books and connecting with others. Later, stop by Snorthisborg's Memorial, Crawford Hive, Hankerings, and or Westfest tonight, if you choose, and good luck to you. On Thursday, January 25th, join the Student Center for Social Justice and Identity for a discussion of Amanda Gorman's The Hill We Climb from 12 to 1 p.m. in the Multicultural Community Space. Dig deeper into Gorman's poem and discuss the implications of book banning. Need a chance to reset before heading into Friday? Attend Rest and Reset Yoga on Thursdays at 6 p.m. in the BCC. On Friday, attend the 2024 Blair Student Showcase night from 8 to 10 p.m. at Ingram Hall. The event is free, but reserve tickets for admission on AnchorLink. Try out a class at the Rec this weekend. At 11:30 a.m. on Saturdays, attend yoga classes or head to Studio D at 1 p.m. for bar. Or try out a cycling class on Sunday from 12:30 to 1:15 or 4:15 to 5 in Studio B. On Monday and Tuesday next week, the library's Digital Lab and Special Collections Unit are holding an AI Image Generation Bootcamp, a two-day event from 3 to 7 p.m. each day. Try out several AI generation tools, learn the basics about the uses of AI, and get creative. Food will be provided, apply on AnchorLink. On Monday, head to East, Sutherland, and Gillette for their study breaks. And on Tuesday, January 30th, finish off this week of Commons Calendar events with the Dean's Dinner from 6 to 7:30 p.m., then head off to Murray Munchies and Stamp Suites at 8:30 and 9 p.m. respectively. That's it for the Commons Calendar for this week of January. Enjoy the warmer weather and try something new this week. Now stay tuned for the Human of the Commons interview with Maria. Have a good week.
Now we're going to kick off the Human of the Commons interview. It's your host for this week, Maria Balhara, and I'm sitting down with Ian Hansen from Chicago. He's studying biological sciences and planning to add education and lives in Hank House. How are you doing today, Ian?
I'm pretty good. How are you?
I'm good. Had three classes today. It's always a hustle. Let's start with the first question. What is your favorite class so far? Are there any that have made a particular impact on you?
I think my favorite class would definitely have to be my writing seminar from last semester. And it's not only was the content and like the class like material very interesting and unique and stuff I hadn't really like experienced before. The teacher herself, the professor, she was amazingly kind. She like made sure that we were all right. She took an interest in her students and how they were doing, not just about the class and like, oh, you didn't turn in this assignment, like F, like, how are you doing? Mm-hmm. So I think she was definitely, her and that class was definitely probably my favorite class so far.
Well, don't be afraid to shout her out so other people can take her.
Her name is Victoria Hensley. She is awesome. I think she's very involved in American studies.
Okay.
So I think she teaches some history classes and stuff.
Okay, good. Might be good to fill your Axel credit if you're in A&S. Mm-hmm. On the note of favorite things, do you have a favorite dining hall on campus? It's a controversial question.
I don't know if it counts as a dining hall, but I always, especially last semester, the pub, I was there almost every day. An issue, but...
An issue?
I think Rand is really nice because it has so many different things, like the pub's there, 2301 a cafe. And just so much, like, they have a lot of options, but I don't like
the wait.
How busy. Yeah, it's so busy and waiting. Like, one time, you know, when we went to get lunch that one time and I waited 30 minutes till you were through line. I think, like, in addition, or like a favorite one, dining hall specifically, I think I would have to say EBI. I don't know. Okay. I like how it flows. The people are really nice over there. And I don't know. I feel like they usually have a decent selection.
It's a big dining hall, too.
Mm-hmm.
I was afraid you were going to say Commons. Then we would have had a discussion.
No.
Actually, MCL did a survey earlier in the year, and we found that out of all the freshmen, out of our sample, Commons had the least amount of, you know, favoritism for it. So that's interesting. But what do you like to eat at the pub? Because I've never been there.
Okay. So I've gotten a few things. So the chicken tenders, barbecue chicken tenders.
I know you need your protein.
Yeah, I love those so much. Usually their fries are really good. Today they had waffle fries. I love waffle fries.
Oh, yeah.
Their burger, I've had their burger pretty good. The salad, I've had the salad before, pretty good. My roommate, he loves the wings. He'll always go down for those wings mm-hmm. and those pretzel bites. So honestly, the pub just all around.
Everything. Don't they also have like fried pickles or something?
I think so. They also have a quesadilla I had one time.
Okay.
They just got a wide variety and usually the food is pretty good. So.
Okay. I have to try it soon. How would you describe your experience transitioning from high school to college life at Vanderbilt? Are there any particular surprises or challenges that you've encountered? Because I personally know that I've had a lot of challenges.
It was definitely a struggle.
Okay, that's good to hear. It wasn't just me.
I know. It seemed like I was the only one, like, because everyone else was, you know, just immediately like all smiles and like, I love college. That was definitely not the case for me. I hated it at first. I hated all you people. I hated the school. It was just, I never planned to go away, but like, you know, an opportunity like this, I needed to take it. And I'm glad I did. But at the start, you know, I was already filling out my transfer application. It was just a really rough transition. And then the classes hit me too, a few STEM classes. And I just couldn't keep up with everything. And then
the weeders.
Oh, my God. They're trying to weed me out and it's my major. Like, socially, it was difficult. Like, even if I was joining these clubs or, like, trying to talk to these people and hang out with them, I, like, didn't feel like I was making, like, you know, actual genuine connections. And also, it just, like, you know, it just... I don't know. It was just so tiring.
There's a lot of events for freshmen. The first 2 weeks or something, there's literally an event happening. There's probably like three going on at once. You physically cannot do everything, but they have a lot.
And
there was a lot of like hustle and stuff. I did not go to everything.
Oh, I didn't.
Definitely not.
And like, I think it's definitely good because that, you know, they're encouraging you to get out there, be social, meet these people who you'll be with for the next 4 years. But it was just super difficult, I think, just for me. So, but it's definitely gotten better. Everyone told me as time went on, just give it a little time. And I was like, no, you're wrong. They were not wrong. It definitely just took a little time and it's definitely better. I was excited to come back after break this semester.
Me too. So. Yeah, which was a surprise. And I think most of my friends, all of them actually, I met them after orientation. Mm-hmm. I met you months after orientation.
Great surprise.
Yeah, exactly. So a lot of the friends, you just have to give it some time. I agree.
Yes.
What's your favorite spot on campus or in the commons, if you have one, on commons? That's also a hard question.
I know.
You with the hard ones.
Because I don't know. I never feel like I had, like today, for example, I felt like I was running around trying to find a spot that like, I don't know, was like comfortable and like somewhere I wanted to go to.
Commons is small, so you can pick anywhere.
Commons is small. I would say either like the seminar rooms in my building or Commons has that little area when you first come in, those chairs and stuff. I don't know. I really don't know. Honestly, I don't hang around here much besides my room and those common rooms. I think on campus in general, it might just be some of those dining halls or... Central's not too bad.
I go to Central whenever I don't know where to go. Like, literally, I've been to every floor except, like, one and two. And they're all pretty good. I mean, if you stay anywhere too late, like, if I used to stay at Buttrick Hall until, like, 6:15, which was depressing because the sun would be down after daylight saving, so I stopped doing that. But, like, there's a lot of comfy places on campus. Mm-hmm. I feel like now... I do come home fairly quickly, like after the day is done, because I also work now. But yeah, there's a lot of good places, like Buttrick Hall. How do you unwind and relax? Are there any hobbies or activities you enjoy in the free time?
I definitely
unwind and relax. Grocery
shopping. Yes. TikTok.
Yes.
I have plants.
Tell us about that.
I love taking care of my plants. I love having plants. I just got a new one like a few days ago. His name is Walter. I adopted him. I really enjoy, I don't know, they just bring a lot of life to my room. I don't know. I just like plants and like how they look and how they make a space feel and how they make you feel. But I also joined a few dance companies on campus. I joined Vitality and I joined Tap That. And both of those have definitely been A really great experience. I'm actually choreographing for Vitality this semester. So,
and that's a huge achievement. Yes, yeah. It's perfect. And I went to see Ian's Tap That Show. It was absolutely phenomenal. So for those of you who haven't seen a Vitality or Tap That Show, you should definitely go check it out. They're usually in Surat? No, Rand.
Tap That was in Surat. Mm-hmm. And then Vitality was in Langford.
Okay, yeah. So there you can walk a little, get your exercise in, and go see an awesome show. And Ian will probably be there.
Yes. Come see me.
Finally, since you're known for your extreme ability to tolerate the cold and have walked in rainy 30-degree weather consistently this winter, that's something. Without an umbrella, how do you do it? Because I know you're from Chicago, so you seem to have this tolerance. Tell us about that.
I guess so. I don't know, like, maybe that's something like people like, you know, have a tolerance or something and they just like don't realize it. I guess I didn't really realize it because, you know, from Chicago, I feel like everyone's kind of used to it. Like, I feel like we're kind of used to that. But also, I'll also point out that the snow hasn't been as consistent. So like last year or something, that past year I was in Chicago, like this before I came to school, there wasn't a lot of snow. So it was mostly just like the cold, some rain and stuff. But now, you know, when the snow hit Nashville, it also hit Chicago, and Chicago was horrible temperatures. But I don't.
Your family felt.
They felt it, but I don't know. I think I'm kind of used to it a little here. I guess I'm realizing because I don't know. It was 30 out, and I was like, "Ooh, it's warm," and I wore shorts. And it wasn't like the sun was out. It was like at night. So I don't know. It felt warm to me. And, you know, for example, Maria's all bundled up, got her coat, scarf, hat, gloves, every single thing
she's got equipped. I'm wearing a hat right now.
Yes, you are. You had everything equipped. And I was kind of like, I like this weather.
Because I think from Florida, and I wrote an article on MCL about this, but I think people from Florida are just ill-equipped to deal with the cold, even being in Tennessee, because what is it? It's like 40s, 30s. And then this past few days, it's literally been 10 degrees.
Mm-hmm.
Insanity for someone from Florida. And so I always have to have the gloves and the hat because if I don't, I'll just like, it's so uncomfortable. But for you, for the people listening to this, Ian walks in 10 degree weather in shorts. Like you still wear the shorts.
Yeah.
I find that so interesting. You have the tolerance.
Like a few people I ran into last week or like I had meetings, they'd be like, where are you from? And I'm like, Chicago. And they're like, that explains the shorts.
That makes sense.
I guess so.
And I have a friend from Madison, Wisconsin, and she still doesn't do what you do. So I feel like it's a Chicago thing.
Or maybe it's just me. I don't know.
It could just be you. Anything else you want to talk about today?
I don't know. Do you?
No, I've covered everything. You've given us a glimpse into your dance, your plants, how, you know, you'd like to collect different plants, and also your Chicago nature.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, listeners, for tuning in to the Human of the Commons interview. And thank you, Ian, for giving us a glimpse into the life of a Chicagoan at Vanderbilt. Tune in next week for a new episode of the Commons Cast.
Commons Cast is produced by My Commons Life, a division of student media at Vanderbilt, in cooperation with the Office of the Dean of the Ingram Commons. Subscribe to Commons Cast at Apple Podcasts or via your favorite podcast app.